This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, and hello to our new affiliates in the Caribbean. More about that in a little bit. Our special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all those first responders that are over in the Bahamas tonight, thank you very much for what you're doing. We appreciate you, and we got your six back here in the home front. Be safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, construction workers, and bulk mail centers too, thank you. Along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate everything you're doing. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the stuff we got over there. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, fresh from the tennis court, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought I'd throw that in there because you're an active tennis player, and that's probably what you were doing yesterday. But if you're playing tennis today, it's going to be a hot one.
It's hot.
Yeah, 105 to 108 degrees is the heat index today. Now, let's talk about the Afghan deal. That's not a deal, because apparently they were getting very close to doing some sort of signature thing and saying, yeah, this might work, and we'll do this and that. But then the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, said, wait a minute, this is not what we want, and he will not sign the prearrangement.
I don't know if it's really an agreement here or if it's a memorandum of understanding. I don't know what it is that's been presented to be signed. Something like quote unquote in a deal in principle. But Mike Pompeo's position is Taliban is not a legitimate entity for us to even be negotiating with. So I have to agree with that one. And they've been lying all along. Meanwhile, I mean, how is it that we can be in these talks? And we've been in talks with them, several times and for a long time, that we still have all these attacks going on in Afghanistan. You know, you would think that
we had another one yesterday, didn't we, in Kabul?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. Okay, so, I mean, you know, a lot of people have, you know, high praise for Zalmay Khalilzad. I don't have any praise for the guy. I never did, but that's a topic for another day. Anyway, we're in a situation here that, what are we saying? Taliban, you're going to keep all other terrorist organizations out of the country? That means that you're going to deal with the Khorasan group, Al-Qaeda, Islamic State? Is that really for real?
I don't think so.
Are you right.
Yeah.
You know, are you going to guarantee that there will be no further attacks, Taliban attacks, as we just talked about in Kabul?
Yep.
Are you going to help continue to build the country that the United States has been doing for so long? I mean, you know, the whole thing is kind of stupid. And I don't think that we're getting any of that. They just want the United States to get out.
And clarify this one point for me. The Afghan government's not even involved in these talks. Was that correct?
Correct. They never have been.
Yeah, and that makes no sense either.
Well, right. The Taliban, in order to be in these talks that are going on in Qatar, the Afghan government was not allowed to participate. Well, you know, why in the world would we even agree to that to start with?
Right.
You know, and the Taliban's supposed to share, you know, a government, a process, a government model with the existing Afghan. I mean, the whole thing's stupid.
Yeah, they didn't before. Why would anybody think they would now?
Anyway, we're going to bring some of our people home. It looks like we're going to leave around 8,500.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
And what is this about the CIA is going to play a bigger role there? Does that mean we're bringing in the private guys?
Well,
as in the mercenaries?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, that's not the way the CIA would operate.
Well, they have their own little private group of people. We both know that, but I wonder if they're going to do that.
Well, look, we initially worked with the Northern Alliance. There really isn't such mm-hmm. a thing here anymore.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's too hard to say. I mean, we can't know the ins and outs of these discussions. But all I can tell you is the Taliban's going to cheat. They've lied.
Yep.
I would. So that,
and it's something they can do, by the way, because of their whole religious belief to begin with. Isn't that called what the Taqiyya or something like that?
What, lying?
Yeah, they can just lie, and it's fine with them as long as it achieves the goal they want. I don't know. There's something in there. Yeah, whatever they call it.
Yeah, I mean, the key, it means the line, yeah. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how you can have two governments. Do you split the country in half? You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, me neither, but let's set up what we're going to have because we're fixing to go to a break here. Here comes the music. When we come back, we're going to talk about an article that Denise wrote yesterday, but it's a very interesting situation that's going on with the FBI terrorist watch list. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. Well, I'll tell you what that's all about when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. That's my buddy Mike Gallagher that you just heard there bringing us in with his liner. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association and their 385,000 members. They all know that for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides them with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense if you have to defend yourself, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. And you, as being the last person standing when you have to defend yourself, you're the first person law enforcement is going to look at. So why go through the grief? Why go through the aggravation? And here's what you need to do. Go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Every day, a different gun. So sign up for that. And then while you're there, consider becoming a member. Three levels of membership. With each one, you get $474 worth of free stuff. Can't get any simpler than that. So become a member today. Find out what the rest of the 385,000 plus are aware of by becoming a member of the USCCA. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got our favorite phone caller who just called in. We'll go over here. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
What's your question?
I got a couple things. Did you see on Fox News, I read a thing where it says female inmate was beaten within an inch of death by the prison guards?
No.
And, Well, look that one up. That's a really good one.
And he said yes. Okay, go ahead.
And I think they need to be charged with attempted murder because they really almost tried to kill this woman. And, if the foundation of our justice system is a fair and impartial treatment of its officers, they're just not going to have any respect. Nobody's going to have any respect for them if they can't trust them to do that. Especially if people go to jail, then this is going to endanger the guards and everybody else. And the other thing I wanted to mention was this tragedy of the commons. videos that are on YouTube by John Stossel, which really treats the logic of socialism versus capitalism and shows people why the capitalism is really the best system for everybody involved. Okay, that's it.
All right, well, I still haven't seen the Tragedy of the Commons videos because I've been really busy with some other stuff, but what say you, Denise?
I have not watched them. I am aware of them. Mm-hmm. Hat tip to Fat Game and Bob for bringing that to our attention. Good job.
Okay, any
he
other?
But Stossel does some very good work out there. So, but he's kind of been sidelined. He also, I think, is, as a sidebar, he has cancer.
Yeah,
and,
you're right.
Anyway, I did see where the prison guards just beat this woman almost to death, but I did not get a chance to read it, so I'll make a note certainly to do that.
All right, well, let's go to the FBI terrorist watch list, which a court of law declared was, what, not constitutional? Is that my understanding?
U.S. District Judge out of Virginia, Anthony Trenga,
mm-hmm.
Said that the FBI terror watch list was unconstitutional. And this is because we have this fella who kind of led the lawsuit, Anas El-Habi, who, by the way, is a naturalized U.S. citizen, along with CARE, mm-hmm. the Council for American Islamic Relations, sued over the terror watch list. Now, so the judge, it was a summary judgment in favor of Anas El-Habi and CARE. There may, in fact, be an appeals. We don't know where it goes from this judgment that came out. But the judge also said that he ordered both parties, meaning those that manage the terror watch list and the plaintiff in this case, are to submit an additional briefing to address the outstanding issues within 30 days, meaning that what's the solution?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not here to say that the terror watch list is a flawless list. It's not. The point of my article was to say it's a guidance document.
Right.
It's a document that's used not only by the FBI, but the National Counterterrorism Center, TSA, and then Customs and Border Patrol. And again, there are some flaws in it, but if you get on it, you do have an opportunity to redress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so what these Muslims are really saying is that every time they travel, they're stopped, they're detained, in some cases they could even miss a flight, or they're denied to even be on the plane. Well, the denial, by the way, that you cannot get on a plane is done by the airline carrier. It's not done
That's right.
by the terror watch list.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
But the airline carriers are the ones that, are ultimately responsible because they have other passengers on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I put in the article the whole guidance thing of the watch list. It was dated March of 2013. There, I have found that there's an updated one, but the reason I included it in the article is just so you can see how the U.S. government has a policy on being on the watch list, how you get there, what it means, the process, quality control. But here's the thing that people don't understand, and I don't know if this judge got the memo or not. You are nominated to be on the terror watch list, and you're nominated based on certain criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean that your nomination is accepted. There are procedures to remove people from the watch list. There are redress procedures. There's a periodic review that goes on. There's biographical data that is part of all of that. There's reasonable suspicion. There are suspected terrorists. There are known terrorists. There are special considerations. There's lots of criteria here. So maybe at this point, out of the summary judgment, you know, we'll see what both sides propose in order to, you know, make some amendments to the guidance document.
Okay, now Devin Nunez is back in the news again because he's bringing a lawsuit against...
He brought a lawsuit against Fusion GPS and Glenn Simpson and another organization called, Committee for Ethics or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, the reason he's bringing this lawsuit is not necessarily to win. The damages are at least $9.9 million. A campaign for accountability, those two groups. And they work together, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason he's bringing the lawsuit is we have to go back about a year or so ago, maybe a little bit further, when Nunes was chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Remember that he was brought up on several ethics complaints. He was kind of put in suspension on his chairmanship because of certain things that they accused him of doing, and that was leaking to this or lying about that or manipulating this or, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, none of that was true. It was that these two organizations, Fusion GPS and Campaign for Accountability, were filing these false ethics complaints, which hindered his ability to carry out his duties, not only as a congressman, but as chairman of the Intelligence Committee.
Right.
So the other thing that is quite interesting is that he may have a friend in this lawsuit, and that is Bill Browder. I happen to know Bill Browder, talked to him a couple of times, and for those of you who may not know who he is, he brought what is known as the Magnitsky Act, which was signed into law under the Obama administration.
Yeah.
Sergei Magnitsky is dead. He happened to be Bill Browder's lawyer in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's kind of a long story, but this kind of goes back to the Trump Tower meeting where we had Paul Manafort. Let's see, who else was in that meeting? We had
to be continued. To be continued. Here comes the music. Gotta let you go. We'll talk to you in a weekend show. All right, Denise Simon, everybody. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Sign up for her great articles.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says Hurricane Dorian's impact on places such as Charleston has not been as bad as they expected.
Because the high tide and the wind and the rain did not all happen in different directions at the same time. We were spared several feet of water.
He lifted the mandatory evacuation order for the three counties since the bulk of the storm has passed. Dorian is moving through the Carolinas, and it did set off some tornadoes. There's been severe flooding and some power outages. North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper is worried about a direct hit along the Outer Banks.
We have about 1,500 people in shelters throughout eastern North Carolina. We expect those numbers to increase.
Dorian devastated the northern Bahamas as it moved over the islands earlier this week, causing at least 20 deaths and wrecking about 13,000 homes. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo was in studio yesterday, and he boot-scoot-buggied it over to an aircraft and flew on up to Boston, where he's up there in Concord today at the other campus, getting things ready for another new class up there and checking things out. But here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. I know that more and more of the young people coming out of high school are not headed straight off to college. They are instead coming out of a technical school and they're learning some sort of trade, whatever it might happen to be. But in most cases, that trade that you're learning is not going to pay you full salary for the job. You're going to start out at an apprentice scale and you're going to get 80% of the salary because that's the way the union jobs work these days. So, Consequently, if I were to tell you, how would you like to start out with a job making $50,000 a year or more right off the bat? I think I'd get your attention, because you're going to have trouble doing that with one of those skilled trades that you've learned. But you can take that skill and you can take it to the next level by going to the National Aviation Academy. They can fill the void and give you a great career path with that tremendous starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. All you got to do is check them out online at naa.edu. Now, they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And if you want to see Bo, if you want to meet Bo Browning, he's up in Concord right now in Massachusetts, so give him a call, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. Tell him you want to take the tour. If you do that up in Concord, Bo will be the one giving you the tour. So there you go. Now, naa.edu is the website. Tell him to take, you want to take the tour, or 800-659-2080. But always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for you. And I'm telling you, you'll get the white gloves treatment. And good luck. Good luck, National Aviation Academy, a tremendous opportunity for young men and women. Now, the U.S. has added some more new sanctions and a reward to further pressure Iran. The Trump administration stepped up pressure on Iran, imposing sanctions on an oil shipping network with ties to Iran's Revolutionary Guard and offering a reward of up to $15 million for anyone with information that could disrupt its faltering economy even further. By the way, ahead of the nuclear deadline, Iranian officials ratcheted up the pressure ahead of the weekend nuclear deadline for European nations to come up with a solution for Iran to sell its oil abroad in the aftermath of the escalated U.S. sanctions. Don't know what's going to happen there, but the president has said that when the Iranian Prime Minister Rouhani comes to the United Nations to speak, that he's willing to sit down and talk to him. We'll see how that works out. Iran also said they would take another step away from the 2015 nuclear deal by starting to develop centrifuges to speed up its uranium enrichment, but also gave the European powers two more months to try to save the multilateral agreement. Now, our Pentagon chief, Secretary of State Mark Esper, has suggested that Europe might be able to pick up the tab for the funds diverted to the border wall, $3.6 billion, that amount of money that was diverted to build another 175 miles of border wall. And he's talking about the fact that Europe might be able to pick up the tab. In particular, Poland wants our forces there. They're willing to build the base and pay for it themselves. How about that? By the way, the United States B-61-12 nuclear gravity bomb may come in as much as 18 months late, with the W-88 submarine-launched ballistic missile warhead facing a shorter delay, this coming from the National Security Administration. And the Pentagon is shelving a directed energy program it was hoping to use in space to destroy enemy intercontinental ballistic missiles in their boost phase. By the way, Army senior leaders mapped out the service's plans to equip combat brigades with sophisticated space capabilities following the Pentagon's recent reiteration of support for establishing a U.S. Space Force. We'll see how that all works out. And the border wall, which is something that some are saying is a waste of time, not going to work, this, that, and the other, to them I say, yeah, it will work, and it has worked when they've got it finished. The Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, the decision marked the first test of his ability to walk a precarious political tightrope when it came to defending the president's border wall. On one side, the new defense secretary has got to placate the frustrated and bipartisan Congress. On the other hand, he's got to satisfy his boss with the 2020 elections coming up and the fact that he promised to build that wall and 175 more miles of it's being done. By the way, an unfortunate circumstance at Fort Rucker, Alabama. Officials are investigating the death of an officer who fell ill in survival training at Fort Rucker and died Sunday in southern Alabama. Need to find out what happened there. By the way, how do dual military couples succeed in their careers? Well, according to Army aviators James and Laura Richardson, both of whom are lieutenant generals in the Air Force, teamwork is the key. Well, I could have told them that. The relationship I have with my wife for 33 years was all about teamwork, and boy, did it work. By the way, Fort Bragg is operating on a reduced manning status today as Hurricane Dorian moving up along North Carolina. Also, a former U.S. Army Ranger and lawyer who paid for billboards welcoming President Donald Trump to New Hampshire last month has become the latest Republican vying to challenge Democratic U.S. Senator Gene Shaheen in New Hampshire. The Army is moving ahead with its effort to replace the Bradley fighting vehicle. It'll be another 3 years before senior leaders decide what to do with the service's Cold War-era M1 Abrams tank. But there are plans to do something. Plans to do something. Don't know what they are. By the way, I told you yesterday the USS Wasp was coming back from Japan, bound for Norfolk, where it will now be rescheduled. It'll be its home port. Will now be Norfolk again. No more Japan for them. Also, with the eye of the strengthening Hurricane Dorian, glancing at southeastern Georgia, military officials launched 23 vessels out of Virginia ports, leaving 19 others to hunker down as the storm lurched north. 23 vessels went out to sea to weather the storm there, where they do much better. The Navy Marine Corps, now full of innovative thinkers, and the services, which aren't set up to easily share ideas to help solve problems, they are, in fact, creating 5 new innovation hubs to try to solve that problem. By the way, the long-awaited reconstruction of the runway at Offutt Air Force Base has been pushed back 10 months because it's going to cost $46 million more than earlier estimates, says officials from the Air Force's 55th Wing. And in addition, Pacific Air Force's Commander General Charles Q. Brown said, "We have to be able to disperse. We can't all be sitting on big bases and being big targets. The ability to move around is important." Talking about moving some of the bases and some of the assets and equipment in the Pacific to different areas to make it harder to destroy all the forces at one time in the event something were to happen one way or the other. Oh, thank you, Christine. Yeah, 33 years is right. I loved every minute of it. By the way, the U.S. military needs to improve how it gathers and understands intelligence in current conflicts, as well as to avoid strategic surprise from near peers across the globe and third parties, third world countries. This, of course, something that we've known about for a while. The Coast Guard, can't say enough about the Coast Guard. What a bang-up job they're doing over there right now. What a bang-up job they're doing over there in the Caribbean, especially over in the Bahamas. Sortie after sortie after sortie, rescuing the people they can rescue and doing a great job, too. All right, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. And good morning to you, Christine. And good morning to everybody else who's chiming in there. George, Dan, Mark, Bill, Scott, Lana, Philip, Shar. We'll see y'all on the return. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, let me suggest what worked for me and is still working for me is called Relief Factor. If you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, any kind of pain, muscle aches too, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It is an all-natural product. No narcotics in it whatsoever, and what's in it worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you too. Now, you can start with the 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $27 or $8, something like that, to get it to you, shipped within 3 to 5 days, and you'll have it in your hands. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, take a look at the video, find out all about it. You'll know what I know, and I'm sure it's going to work for you like it worked for me. And thanks, John, for the great email you sent me a few minutes ago saying that you got yours yesterday, you were taking it, and you already could feel the difference. Keep on taking it, John. Follow the instructions. All right. Chris Markowski, watchdog on Wall Street himself, is here. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
$3.6 billion gets diverted from the Department of Defense to put up another 175 miles of wall along the southern border with Mexico. I don't have a problem with that. And the Pentagon chief yesterday, Mark Esper, suggested that Europe should pick up the tab for the funds diverted by the border wall, because we do know that Poland wants our troops there, and they're willing to spend their own money to build a base to put them there.
Well, I mean, that's a bit of an interesting accounting maneuver, Matt, don't you think, as far as politics are concerned, saying that Poland's paying for it now because they're going to pay for our troops to be in Poland? I don't know. I thought Mexico was supposed to pay for it. It's a bit of an accounting gimmick, and I'm not necessarily buying it. I think it's great that Poland wants to chip in more to have our troops there. I wish the rest of the European Union would pay what they were supposed to pay.
Yeah.
As far as their contributions to NATO. But, you know, as far as that diversion is concerned, I'm not necessarily buying that.
And everybody except for Germany did kick in more money to pay for things pertaining to NATO. Germany did not.
They kicked in more, but not what they're supposed to. It's supposed to be 2% of your GDP, and most nations don't even come close.
Yep. Now, let's talk about the Dow and whatever happened to the Dow yesterday, because it went up, way up, 370 points, and I'm looking at the futures today. Now, so far, everything's in the green. It's not as dramatic today as what it was yesterday, but you got the Dow futures up 73, the NASDAQ futures up 16.5, Standard & Poor's up 7.12, and we know the rule of thumb is don't pay any attention to the futures. It means nothing, but it means at least that nobody's buying the fact that it's all going to go back in the toilet today.
Well, listen, you're paying attention, trying to judge this stuff. A lot of this stuff had to do with the fact that we're going to be meeting with China in trade on trade in October.
First week.
And that pushed up the numbers a little bit. Dow futures are up a little bit today. We'll see what happens. Again, you come in October and, you know, there could be another big battle and send the markets down again. So it's very, very difficult to judge. Again, this is, you know, we've been trying to explain to people that you try not to look at the markets over such a short-term time frame and try to trade these things, because you're basically playing roulette that way.
If I were to tell you the world's population could be controlled through abortion, who would you might think said that?
Jeez, I you know, Bernie Sanders the other night, I mean, he wasn't the only one with really dumb things to say, but it was full out fest of just really, really dumb stuff. You don't even know where to start. But, you know, obviously that was one of them.
Yeah, the inmates are running the asylum, aren't they?
Well, if they're not running it yet, they're trying to.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable, the things that are going on. By the way, have we found out what was wrong with Joe Biden's eye? That wasn't a good sign, that bloody eye there. Could have been blood pressure, could have been stress.
It looks like it was probably some sort of blood pressure type of thing. That's, you know, it looks like. I mean, yeah, I'd be a little, again, it didn't look good for him, you know, as far as his age is concerned. You know, that's something that obviously is concerning people, and, you know, you feel bad for him. But at this point in time, I mean, even the way he was talking at that thing, it didn't really make much sense.
Now, I've talked a lot the last week or so about the Hurricane Dorian. At one time, the entire state of Florida, as well as some parts in the Gulf of Mexico, including Alabama, were in the cone of uncertainty. ABC made it a point yesterday to call it a felony that Donald Trump's Hurricane Sharpie map included an area that wasn't included in the watch, but they didn't even know, because had they done their homework to begin with, they would have realized that Mobile, Alabama, which is in what state, Chris?
Gee whiz, Mobile, Alabama.
It's in Alabama, right?
Yeah.
Was in the cone of uncertainty. So when the president said Alabama was part of it, he was right. And oh, by the way, here's another one for you. And I hope somebody from ABC or CNN is listening right now. The Alabama National Guard was going on activation because of the imposing hurricane coming their direction.
I do think that story is more or less meant for, you know, the wackos, quite honestly, looking to get upset about things. That's kind of how I look at it. I really think that's the case.
Well, I think you're right, because you usually are, right?
Well, I try to be, but I think that thing is so ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
So absolutely ridiculous, quite honestly, with them getting that upset over it. I find it hard to believe that many people jump on board. People are actually push it to such a degree that so many people out there have no credibility at all. I don't even watch some of these people when they turn on some of these programs.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, folks, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, you played lacrosse at Syracuse University, correct?
Well, I tried.
Okay. Do you know who Jameel Hill is?
Oh, the sportscaster used to do the thing. I heard what you said, yeah.
Yeah, black athletes need to leave white colleges. Didn't you play with some black athletes on the lacrosse team?
Well, yeah, and there was plenty of them at Syracuse and various different sports.
Right, and they should leave the white colleges because of Jameel Hill?
Stupid. Jameel Hill lost her job at SportsCenter, and now she's writing for The Atlantic. And her job is to draw as much attention to herself as she possibly can. Here's a way of doing it. I mean, it's nonsense. It really is. And do anybody actually think that that's going to happen? Really, you're going to leave top football programs? And what makes a school a white school or a black school? I mean, there's all black school, there's black colleges and universities, but there's not all white ones. I mean, anybody can go to any college or university, right?
Well, yeah, and I got another candidate for stupid person of the week. You ready?
Okay.
Jim Carrey. He said, and I quote, "Osama bin Laden doesn't hold a candle to Mitch McConnell."
Okay. In what was he talking about there?
He was talking about the guns that he's mad because McConnell won't bring any gun legislation to the floor of the Senate.
Oh, okay. All right. Let him keep talking. It's a great thing about free speech. You get to know who the idiots are.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we got plenty of it going on here, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Now, we'll wrap it up with this. The boat, the scuba boat in California, the NTSB got on the sister boat and took a look at what was involved with the safety hatch. Now, to get to the safety hatch in the bow of the vessel, you had to get up a ladder, climb a ladder, go over one of the bunks in the front, and then actually climb over the bunk to get to the safety hatch to open it. The very first try, the woman in charge from the NTSB, with the lights on, couldn't get the hatch open. She had to pound it open with a hammer.
Oof, yeah, it's obviously an issue, without a doubt. Obviously a safety concern. And obviously this is a well-used travel boat. I'm surprised that, that they weren't more, conscious in regard to that. More is going to come out in regards to that. I'm still trying to figure out how in the world that thing got started. I mean, it's something that bad.
They're saying it might have been a lithium battery and a phone charger or a camera charger that started it.
Huh.
Below deck, of course. The fire started below deck.
Well, yeah, it's obviously a scuba boat, so you obviously have the tanks on board, which you can obviously take things and make things much, much worse. But that type of an explosion or something like that, it's something awful. Something else had to be leaking, too, I would think.
Yeah, me too. All right, well, you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday morning bright and early.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, our buddy from the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Catch his program over the weekend on many of these same stations. I'll be right back with more. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.